in this bulletin. Victorians take their first tentative steps out of hard lockdown. The federal government hopeful the coronavirus vaccine will be available in the first half of next year. And in sport, Lewis Hamilton closes in on another major record in Formula One. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Many Victorians are this morning experiencing tentative first steps out of lockdown. COVID-19 restrictions have eased slightly in metropolitan Melbourne, with people living alone or single parents allowed to have one other visitor, and the nightly curfew shortened by an hour. Outdoor exercise times have been extended to 2 hours, while social interaction outdoors is permitted with one other person. Meanwhile, Victorians in regional areas can attend playgrounds and pools. Premier Daniel Andrews says these developments symbolise hope for Victorians.
The strategy's working and we are delivering the safe and steady opening up that should give Victorians hope, that should see Victoria positive about beating this thing, opening and staying open.
A 7-day Sydney-based hearing is set to commence today as part of the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety. Former Treasurer Peter Costello is due to address the inquiry on Wednesday, while former Prime Minister Paul Keating is appearing today to identify a variety of financial and policy reforms to support the aged care sector. The inquiry is examining funding models and ways to support delivery and regulation of aged care in a bid to ensure greater sustainability and transparency. An independent report released last week found there is not enough transparency in the sector's use of government and client funds. Federal authorities say they're quietly hopeful about the prospects of a coronavirus vaccine for Australians as early as the first quarter of 2021, after clinical trials of the AstraZeneca-Oxford vaccine resumed. Medical authorities in the United Kingdom have given the go-ahead for clinical trials to resume following their suspension last week over an adverse effect in a patient. The Australian government has a deal for 34 million doses of the AstraZeneca Oxford University vaccine to be distributed next year if trials succeed. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has told Sky News the suspension was an ordinary part of a safeguards process whenever there is an adverse event.
Each day, I'm quietly becoming more hopeful and more optimistic about the prospect for vaccines for Australians in the first half of 2021, with the earliest available in the first quarter of 2021.
At least 100,000 demonstrators have marched in Minsk amid continuing protests in Belarus, calling for the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. Rallies have taken place for 36 consecutive days after Mr. Lukashenko extended his 26-year rule in an election which the opposition claims was rigged. Mr. Lukashenko has strongly denied those claims. Russian President Vladimir Putin has offered support, saying he will deploy military assistance if protests get out of control. Police say they have detained over 400 people in the capital city alone. In motorsport, Lewis Hamilton has claimed his 90th career victory after winning the Tuscan Grand Prix in Italy. The event was described by commentators as one of the most dramatic and chaotic races in years, due to a high-speed crash and various stoppages. Mr. Hamilton's win was his 6th in the last 9 races this season, and he's now just 1 victory away from equaling Michael Schumacher's all-time record. He says the competition has taken a toll.
It was a hell of a day. I feel like I just feel exhausted because it's like, yeah, we've done 3 races today. It's one of the most physical races there is, I think. So just mentally and emotionally destroyed. It was frustrating as hell. Then we had so many restarts. It makes it really difficult.
The drivers travel to Sochi for the Russian Grand Prix next weekend. And now for a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth and 27. Similar conditions in Adelaide and 18. Mostly sunny in Melbourne and 17. Showers easing and windy in Hobart and 14. Mostly sunny in Canberra and 20. Sunny in Wollongong, also 20. Much the same in Sydney, 21. Also sunny in Newcastle, 23. Sunny in Brisbane, 27. A shower or two in Cairns, 28. And sunny in Darwin, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.